Bava Basra Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph. We're still going to sell things to other people, and there's all kinds of accusations being flung back and forth between buyer and seller. Hamocher Peres LaChavero. If somebody sells produce to somebody else, and they didn't make a deal about why he was selling it, I just asked for a bunch of beans, and so I sold you a bunch of beans. I didn't know if you were going to eat them or try to plant them or whatever you had in mind. Velot Samchu. And then the buyer brings them home, and instead of eating the beans, he plants the beans hoping to grow more, but they didn't grow. Even if they were flax seeds, which usually people are buying so that they can plant them, so they went to the Home Depot nursery area to buy these flax seeds, even so, the seller is not liable and doesn't have to refund the money, because he could say, hey, I thought you were going to eat them. I didn't know you were going to plant them. I would have told you they probably weren't going to grow. And even in the case of flax seeds, that can happen, because when it comes to flax seeds, some people use them as ingredients in making dips, like a cheese dip. And I thought you were making guacamole. I had no idea. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Zeruni Gina She'ena Necholen. In the case of garden seeds, which are not eaten, like cabbage seeds or leek seeds, like I mentioned, that you buy at Home Depot in the nursery, chayev b'achri yusan. Unlike the first couple of cases where you could eat them, these are things that are not eaten. So then the seller has to pay back the buyer for the entire price of the seeds. Although the buyer didn't say he was going to plant them, what else would he do with cabbage seeds? Obviously, he wasn't going to eat them. And the seller cannot demand that the buyer has to return the seeds to get his money back, because he can't return the seeds. He planted them because it's understandable that he used them in the regular usage. So by using them the regular way, by planting them, what are you going to do? Now, this only applies if this is because there was a defect in the seeds. So then the manufacturer's warranty is going to count. But if there were other factors, like there was a hailstorm, something went wrong with the weather, then what are you going to do? The seeds were probably fine. It's your problem that they didn't grow. Mishnah Beis, Hamocher Peres LaChavero, if somebody sells produce to somebody else, the Mefarshim mostly say that this is talking about grain, but some people say it's fruit. Harezim Mekabalol of Rovat Tinopes Lisa'a. He accepts upon himself a quarter kav of extraneous material, of refuse, of garbage, per sa'a. As part of the purchase, he has to understand that in every sa'a, one part of 24, 1/24, couple of percent, are going to be waste material. What are you going to do? This is acceptable, because this is the ratio that you usually find in a bushel of grain. If you find more than 1/24, one part out of 24, well then the seller has to sift everything and give him a sa'a of pure grain entirely, the Gemara says. So he would actually have to give him a whole sa'a completely of pure grain, because he can argue that it was mixed in deliberately as a cheat, and so therefore, hey, that's it. Take it all back, all your garbage, and give me good stuff, pure stuff. To Einim, with figs, Mekabalol of Esar Misula'us Lameya. The buyer accepts that for every 100 figs, there's got to be up to 10% of the figs are probably going to have worms in them, because that's what happens with figs. Martef Shalyayin, when it comes to a wine cellar, Mekabalol of Esar Kosasos Lameya. He has to accept that per every 100 containers of wine, there are probably going to be 10% of them that are deteriorating and are souring. They're drinkable right now, but you got to drink them quickly, because the expectation is that they're going to turn sour any minute, because this is the kind of thing that happens. Now, the Gemara says it depends on how they worded the purchase agreement. If the seller said a cellar of wine using for cooking, and it's fit for cooking, then all the wine has to be fit for cooking and has to be non-perishable. But if he said, I'm selling you a cellar of wine and didn't say why, then it will still be a valid sale even if the whole thing had turned to vinegar, because I said this cellar of wine. So what are you going to do? There you go. Kankanim b'Sharon, when it comes to jars in Sharon, which is a between Haifa and Yaffa, it's a coastal plain along the west coast of Eretz Yisrael. So in Sharon, they had no custom when it came to selling jars. So there was no minhag amakom for this. Also, they sold a lot of jars there. Mekabalol of Esar Pitasya Oslameya. He has to accept that out of, let's say, 100 earthenware jars, then 10 of them are going to be underbaked and are going to be porous, and they're not going to hold on to the liquid. Some people say it means cracked containers, that when you buy a certain quantity of glass stuff, or in this case ceramic stuff, you know some of them are going to be cracked when you get them and take them out of the packaging.